KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Stephanie Kennedy is the Republican Party chairperson for Congressional District 1, is joining us right now on ABQ Connect. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Well, I had the pleasure of meeting you over the phone yesterday, and you have one of those voices that just instantly makes you feel like you're my friend. So thanks so much for joining us and being part of this. Stephanie, I want to get right to it. I want to ask you about why you are working for the Republican Party of New Mexico.
Well, so listen, I volunteer my time based off of my principles, which aligns with the Republican Party. I am pro-life, and I serve on the board for the Right to Life Committee. I believe in free speech, and that one has a right to speak what they deem to be true, whether I like it or not. I believe in the Second Amendment right to bear arms, and as Vice President Pence once said, I am a Christian, conservative, and a Republican, in that order. Other than that, I got involved with the Republican Party of New Mexico as a result of the civil unrest in society. I figure it was time to be part of the solution and not the problem. When I say problem, I'm referring to complaining. Now, with a seat at the table, I get to voice my opinion and speak on behalf of my community. Also, as a result of being involved, I have formed a minority engagement group for encouraging Black Americans to vote their values and their beliefs and re-electing Donald J. Trump for 4 more years. So, some good things going on with the party.
Well, and I have to say this. You've started a minority engagement group. I want you to tell our audience a little bit about yourself.
Yes, okay. So I am originally from Atlanta, Georgia. I've been here in Albuquerque, New Mexico for over 21 years. I have a son who just graduated from UNM with a business finance degree from the School of Anderson at UNM. And I graduated from the school from UNM as well with a journalist mass communication minor in business from School of Anderson as well. So great things came out with us moving from Atlanta to Albuquerque. We came here because of Intel relocating us many years ago, and I decided to just stay and make it home. I love the land of enchantment.
Yeah.
I totally enjoy being outdoors a lot. I believe in the great outdoors. I'm a fitness enthusiast, so I am a big advocate for the great outdoors.
Stephanie, I have a feeling that starting a minority engagement group, sorry, my mouth wasn't working well there, and encouraging minorities to vote Republican, and you mentioned Donald Trump, most of the people that I have been listening to, on the news at least, are pretty much espousing an intense dislike, if I could phrase it that way, for our incumbent president. And you are really, it appears to me, you would be in the minority. Not only are you a minority and trying to encourage minorities to vote for the incumbent president, that seems like an unusual position. Do you find that difficult?
I'm going to give you a quote here from L. Ron Hubbard. And just keep in mind, he's a wonderful writer. I'm an avid reader, so I take quotes from all different people, regardless of their philosophy. But if it's good news, it's good news. So I'm going to use it. And so according to him, he says that there's this proverbial phrase that says there is nothing, well, we all know there is nothing new under the sun, but he said what's playing out in society is religious influence in society is because of what we are witnessing today is the decline because of the, wait a minute, let me quote this, let me find a quote here. Okay, here it is. Today we are witnessing a decline, and since we are involved in it, it is of the utmost importance to us. At stake is whether the ideals we cherish will survive or some new apparent set of values wins the day. He also said probably the most critical point of attack on a culture is its religious experience, where one can destroy or undermine religious institutions, then the entire fabric of the society can be quickly subverted or brought to ruin. And he goes on to say when religion is not influential in a society or has ceased to be, the state inherits the entire burden of public morality, crime, and intolerance. It then must use punishment and police. Yet this is unsuccessful as morality, integrity, and self-respect not already inherent in the individual cannot be enforced with any great success. So all of this speaks to what we are experiencing today in society with regard to the social unrest in society. And actually, I honestly believe it's all by design. And the way forward, how we're going to get through this is to be mindful of the Word of God, to keep God first in our life, and to study to show thyself approved unto his words and be ambassadors for God. So we got to dispel the myth out there. You know, God first, and this is not man's world. This is God's world.
Stephanie, running the Minority Engagement Group for the Republican Party, you obviously believe, and I want to ask you the question, do you think New Mexicans of all races and all political affiliations can actually work together to improve our state and our country?
Yes, as ambassadors for God, we must come together for fulfilling his mission of salvation and redemption. But there is no respect of person with God, according to Romans 2:11. To me, God shows no partiality. Thus, we should and can most certainly work together and resolve problems as done previously. So, yeah, we can definitely work together and we should come together.
How do you view the social unrest and race relations right now in this country?
It's very problematic, but we can get through this. I think, like I said earlier, we just got to dispel the myth of victimhood and think about how we're going to achieve the American dream. You know, this is a democracy. We cannot let this nation become a socialist nation. And if we can keep that in mind, what the far lefties are trying to do in undermining our intelligence, we can re-elect Donald Trump for 4 more years. So.
This is kind of a sensitive topic, but I want to ask the question anyway. It seems like the views of the Black Lives Matter organization seem to be getting confused with the fact that the lives of every Black American matter. Are those two different things?
Well, here's the deal. Black Lives Matter has staked its entire operation on the death of unarmed Black men at the hands of police. Less than a dozen per year, while ignoring the thousands of deaths at the hands of others, mostly other Black men, 90%. They are focused on 1%. What about the other 99% of Black lives lost to violence? They are looking at the proverbial mote in their neighbor's eye and not seeing the beam in their own eyes, too busy looking at the twig and ignoring the tree falling over. Why? Probably because it's easier to try to fix the much, much smaller problem, and it aligns with other goals such as mass defunding and weakening of law enforcement.
Well, I know that they tried in your hometown of Atlanta. The mayor has been quoted there. The police officers were so upset with her in that city that many, many of them decided to call in sick and not report for duty, and crime escalated quite a bit during that time while that was happening. So maybe that was a lesson learned about defunding the police.
Definitely, definitely. Reform is definitely in order, and we must reform our police department.
Well, I think none of us would ever doubt that there is a certain amount of prejudice, there is bigotry, there may even be some institutional forms of that, and those need to be addressed, no question about that. But I know that Skip Heitzik, the pastor of Calvary Albuquerque, had a nice conversation with a pastor in Virginia named Tony Clark, who is a black pastor. And Tony has had a lot of experience with bigotry and discrimination in his own life, and he shared that he personally did not believe that we had a skin problem. He says there's obviously some problems, but overall and systemically, we don't have a skin problem. We have a sin problem. And as a Christian, that's what we're all trying to deal with, and we're all trying to get better every day. So I appreciate your thoughts about the Black Lives Matter organization. I think that some of the things that that organization is saying and doing is a little bit different than the message that most Americans have come to believe, that black families and black citizens of this country, black Americans need, to be cared for, and they need to be protected, and we can do that. But as you've said already, it's not a situation that is pervasive throughout the entire culture. It's 1%. And there's some other things that really need to be addressed. Again, the minority communities of Hispanics, blacks, and others have a lot of violence perpetuated against them. And it's not really coming from the police. It's coming from other internal factors and even from their own community. Would you agree?
Yes, sir.
Well, we are talking with Stephanie Kennedy. She is the Republican Party chairperson for Congressional District 1. We're going to come back and talk to her about District 1, about the races going on in this state for federal offices. When we come back, stay with us. We'll be right back.
To a patient with High Desert Hospice, something as simple as a caring touch, a smile, a prayer, or even just physical presence can bring comfort beyond measure.
I was unsure about volunteering, but when I met my first patient, I knew I had made the right decision. The patients and families are so grateful. You can't help but feel good.
Discover just how easy and fulfilling volunteering with High Desert Hospice can be. Go to highdeserthospice.care. That's highdeserthospice.care. And click on volunteer.
I'm Rob Sneed, general manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, I want to personally invite you to Power Ford. We pride ourselves on giving you a better deal and a better experience. In fact, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. And that's a promise. If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's ours. Visit mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. I'm Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
The Bible says that our hearts are sinful, that it's full of evil imaginations.
Billy Graham.
The Bible says that our heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's the reason Christ said, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. I ask you tonight, wouldn't you like to have a new heart? Wouldn't you like to have Christ tonight who can forgive the past, give you joy and peace in the present, and change your life for the future? He can do it if you let him. Give your life to Christ tonight. Let him give you a new heart. Make you a new person.
What Jesus Christ offers you is nothing short of revolutionary. If you're ready to surrender your life to him, we can help. Visit us at findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Stephanie Kennedy, the Republican Party for New Mexico, Congressional District 1 chairperson is on the phone with us. Stephanie, thank you so much for staying with us the whole half hour. I wanted to ask you a little bit about District 1 and who the candidates are and what we're looking at.
Oh, okay. So we have Michelle Garcia-Holmes for the CD1 position and Mark Ronchetti for Senate.
Well, Michelle Garcia, I've been actually following quite a bit of what she's talking about, and she's actually a strong Christian person herself. Mark Ronchetti, the same. And I've also, on the other side, been taking a look at what's been coming from the Democrats. Can you tell us, essentially, what are the differences between the two platforms?
Between the Democrats and the Republicans?
Yeah, what do you see as the key issues, Stephanie?
Well, you know, when you look at the Democrats, they are, that's why they have the name liberal, because they believe in pretty much the social policies, government policies. So they believe in a lot of government intervening in society and helping people, whereas Republicans believe in, you know, self-determination, and we are more conservative in our ideologies and viewpoints, and believe that it's about individual responsibility, and we believe in entrepreneurship and helping the smaller business to thrive and grow, whereas as opposed to having big government to tell us the way forward and imposing us with taxes and regulations so far.
Stephanie, you also started the program by making a pretty strong statement about yourself being pro-life, and that's been a pretty divisive topic between the two parties, hasn't it?
Yes. I'm definitely, you know, like I said, one of the biggest reasons why I am a conservative, because it aligns with my ideology, my religious ideology, and one, every life matters. All lives matter, and I believe that from the womb to death, that you know, we need to protect the babies, to not think that. To be divorced for divorceless, essentially, is what where I'm going with that.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you, as a citizen of this country, are free to voice your opinion without threats from other people that disagree with you or your positions?
Yes. Well, I would say yes and no. I feel the freedom to voice my opinion, yet only with ones that I know. On the other hand, I am cognizant of others not agreeing with how I feel, so I do not force my opinion on someone, yet we're all entitled to our opinion.
Stephanie, I want to ask you, what are the critical questions that people of color should be asking about the candidates running for U.S. Senate and U.S. Congress?
People of color should ask any candidate for Congress, do they think, believe, or feel that racism currently exists in this country? And if the answer were yes, what would they do to change it? Essentially, people of color should be asking some of the same questions as anybody else. Are you going to raise taxes in this time of economic turmoil? Do you want fewer police on the street of your city, town, or state? Should we be trying to implement a costly and practical Green New Deal in risking energy independence and high-paying jobs? So-called green jobs pay about 30% less than oil and gas jobs. What would you do about all the violence and property damage associated with these far-left protesters? However, in measuring the candidate in faith and heart in terms of being a servant leader, as outlined in Matthew 20 and 27, and whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. The question one should ask is, what would you as an elected official do to ensure that I and my family keep our lights on, roofs over our heads, food on our tables? And how do we get and keep our kids in great schools?
Well, that is a tall order, especially given COVID. And I have a sense that a lot of politicians are using COVID as kind of an excuse to not necessarily have a specific answer to those questions. Would you agree with that?
I don't know if it's because of COVID. I just think that it's important for all candidates to be cognizant of the community at large.
Let me ask you now about the race for president. You've already said that you're endorsing Trump for president, of course, running against the Democrat candidate Joe Biden. How do you see that race?
Of course, the polls are going to come out like they did in 2016 and have Biden up by so many numbers. And then by the end of the day, guess what? Donald Trump is going to be the winner. So that's what I see playing out.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned a little bit earlier about some of the candidates, and Deborah Holland, of course, right now is the incumbent congresswoman in District 1, and she is running against Michelle Garcia Holmes, who's the Republican candidate. And then you have longtime Senator Tom Udall, who I guess is retiring, and that's the seat that Republican Mark Ronchetti is after. Is that correct?
That's correct.
What are you doing through your Minority Engagement Committee to get people of color engaged in the process and answering questions? And I might ask you, are you able to help people kind of think through maybe some misperceptions that they have?
Right. That's a good question. Thank you for asking that. So our mission of the Minority Political Engagement Group is helping minorities to be politically engaged in exercising their right to vote. So the way we're going to be able to do that is right now, as you know, some of the candidates for, Trump victory team are knocking on doors, making phone calls, and I see us join in on that effort and helping to make some of those phone calls and knock on doors. So that is pretty much what we're going to be doing going forward. But right now we are utilizing Zoom for organizing and talking about, you know, and strategizing about how we can move forward.
And how can people join those Zoom meetings?
They can contact me, Stephanie Kennedy, at Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y dot Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, at att.net. So kennedy.stephanie@att.net.
.net. And we'll also be posting this on our blog post site, which people can access at abqconnect.online. And you mentioned that your Minority Political Engagement Committee, which is really new for the Republican Party. That's really an exciting thing to be on the ground floor leading that, Stephanie. So we congratulate you on that. But it looks like voters need to register to vote pretty quickly. The registration deadline is October 6th, and that's really an easy process. You can do it online, and I know, Stephanie, you'll probably even help people walk through that process if they want to call you about that as well.
Absolutely. I've already given, helped some Vietnamese get registered to vote. So it's exciting times. We are looking to reach out to quite a few minorities here in the state.
Stephanie Kennedy, thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.